Hey there, and welcome to the Do Life Big podcast. This podcast is going to be your jam if you want to live to your full potential and don't believe in half-assing anything in your life. If we want to do life big, that means we've got to get out of our own way because we only have this one shot to make it awesome. I'm your host, Kathy, and I'm a mom of three whose BFF is Cold Brew, a retired school teacher turned online entrepreneur and an author. I'm loud, bold, and will always keep it real. I'm determined to live my best freaking life possible, and I'm here to help you do the same. I'll be packing this podcast with tips, motivation, inspiration, and strategies to finally get you where you want to go. And we will have a ton of laughter along the way because, let's be honest, we can't ever take ourselves too seriously, right? I'm so excited you are here with me today. Now let's get this party started. Hey, my friend, what's up? And welcome back to another episode of Do Life Big. I am so excited to have you here today. Thank you for tuning in. Today's episode is going to be short and sweet, but be really valuable for you. And before I dive into the episode, in case you missed it, I just created an absolutely incredible free online quiz. It takes you 60 seconds if you're an online entrepreneur and you want to figure out what your entrepreneurial persona type is. There's four distinct entrepreneurial personas. If you want to figure out exactly which one you are, where you are in your path of your business and what to do next to break through to the next level, you're going to want to go to kathyreuter.com/quiz. I'll put it in the show notes. You can take that quiz. It's literally 60 seconds and it will help you break through to the next level so that you can build your best business ever in 2024. So let's dive in today. All right. Today's episode is all about making sure that you are surrounding yourself with the right people, depending on where you want to go in your life and with your business. Now, this is so important because I know you've heard the saying before that you are the average of the five closest people who you spend your time with. And nothing can be more truer than that. Now, here's where I see some people and some entrepreneurs make the mistake. They look at where they are right now on their journey and they see, oh man, I have so much further to go. And sometimes when they start to think this way, they can get almost a little bit intimidated and insecure about what they've accomplished so far, even though they've already accomplished so much, right? They're looking at the next level leaders, those next level entrepreneurs, and they're thinking, oh my gosh, like I don't really have what it takes to hang out with these people. Who am I to be surrounding myself with these types of people? They are so much further ahead by leaps and bounds. I cannot possibly be hanging out with these people. And so what they do is they shrink themselves and then they start hanging out with other people who maybe are just not quite where they are yet. Maybe they're not the ones who are trying to grow and live their best life and build their best business and go to that next level. And what happens is because they've made that mistake of settling, is they've now kind of almost put the brakes on in their business because they don't really have anybody challenging them and inspiring them to grow bigger and to just really go after what it is that they want. So here is what I want to say. If you are in that situation right now and you're someone who just isn't quite where you want to be and you want to be further along and you want to be building whatever that six or seven figure business, or you want to have a certain amount of income in the bank, or you want more freedom in your life or more flexibility in your life, you are shooting yourself in the foot by not getting yourself in the rooms and around people who are leaps and bounds above where you are. The only way that you are going to grow and get to where you want to go is if you are with those kinds of people who are constantly uplifting you, stretching you, pulling you, nudging you, cheering for you as you go after your dreams. You've got to be around people who are ahead of you, who are earning more than you. And I know it can be a little intimidating, but you've got to get yourself around those people because when you see where they are and you hang out with those people on a regular basis, you know, the conversations are so much different. They're so much different and it's going to inspire you to go bigger versus shrink down, right? Now, listen, I know I've been through the same exact thing. I remember when I even first started this podcast almost 2 years ago now, I felt like, oh my gosh, I have this brand new podcast. I'm a new podcaster, so I don't have that many listeners yet. Who am I to be reaching out to all these other podcasters and having these podcasters on my show, or even me being interviewed to be on their show, and they have, you know, hundreds and thousands of downloads and millions of downloads and hundreds and thousands of listeners. Who am I? And I spent a good amount of time saying I need more experience first to be around those people. And it was such a huge missed opportunity and such a big mistake. And what you have to keep in mind is that these other people who are where you want to go and get to one day were just like you at one point. They were just like you at one point. And they all started small. They all started as beginners. They all started inexperienced, but they did it anyway. And so the more that you can get yourself around those types of people and those people who are already there, the more likely it is that your dream is going to come true, because you're with those people who have already been there, done that. And the mistakes that they've made and the things that they've learned in their business on their journey, they can now share that to help you so that you can get there 10 times faster and not have to go through what they went through. They have ideas and experiences that you don't have yet, because you just simply just don't have that experience yet. And when you're with those people who are living that big, huge dream life that you want with that incredible business, by being around those people, it keeps your dream more alive. It keeps it right in your mind. It's almost like a vision board in front of your face every day, every time you hang out with these people, because you're seeing someone who has made it happen. They are living it. It is a real person in front of you with proof of that. And I don't know about you, but when I'm with those kinds of people, that just encourages me to keep going and never stop, because if it's possible for one, that means that it's possible for you too. I want you to take a step back for a second, and I really want you to just pause and think, have there been circumstances in your life or times in your life where you can think about, hey, you know, like, I really wanted to be a part of that, or I really wanted to be involved in that, or I really wanted to go to that event, or I really wanted to go to that gathering, or I wanted to go to that business seminar, or I wanted to reach out to this person, or I wanted to connect with this person, but you didn't because you felt like you were less than and didn't really have what it takes. You weren't qualified enough to do it. That's the story that you told yourself. And so you didn't do it. And listen, I'm guilty of it too. But every single time that I feel that now, I'm really aware of it and I completely ignore it. And I want you to ignore it too. And even though you feel like you're going to throw up, do it anyway. When I used to work in the health and fitness industry and I was running that business 10 years ago, I used to tell all the health and fitness entrepreneurs on the team that if it made you feel like you were going to throw up, that means that you should definitely do it, because you want to have that little bit of resistance. You want to have that nervousness. And then the more that you expose yourself to these kinds of people, you grow faster and you learn 10 times faster. And you've just got to get yourself around these kinds of people. And so my challenge to you, and I went through this exact same thing. I gave you that example about my podcast when I first started. And once I got over that, it didn't matter. I was connecting with all other sorts of podcasters who have been doing this for years and years and years, millions of downloads, telling them how I could benefit their listeners, telling them how I'd love to have them on my show and how valuable they would be to my listeners. And it's been absolutely incredible, the connections that you make. It's all about the connections and the people that you meet. And you never really know what one thing is going to lead to. And so you want to go out there and you want to connect with as many people above you as possible and get yourself out there, and the opportunities will come flowing to you like you would not even believe. You get yourself around those people, you grow faster, and you become a magnet to so many of the other things that you want in life, as long as you're willing to work for it, obviously. But your confidence will also grow and go through the roof, because you'll see that these are just regular people just like you and I. They're no different. They're no special. They're not special. They're not on a pedestal. They weren't born lucky. No, they just hauled ass and had a really clear dream and they let nothing derail them. And they got themselves in rooms with people who were way ahead of where they were. And that's how they got to that level that they're at right now. And so I want the same thing for you as well. And I still remind myself of this daily. What can I do today to kind of bring myself a little bit out of my comfort zone, to stretch myself so I can grow more? Because let's face it, when we're not growing, it's not fun. And I'm not even necessarily talking about income here. I'm talking about, are you on a growth trajectory just as a person, as the impact that you're making in this world? No one wants to stay stagnant. No one likes it when it's just day in, day out, hamster on a wheel, nothing's changing, clock in, clock out, live for the weekends. That sucks and it's so boring, right? No one wants that. But if you have a really compelling vision for your future and you know where you're going and you're around those kinds of people who are filling your cup and bringing you up and inspiring you and cheering you on along the way, then life gets really exciting and really fun because now you always have something to look forward to that you're working toward. Some sort of accomplishment, some sort of goal, some kind of experience that you can go through with your family, right? It's so important. So my challenge to you as we wrap up this episode is to think of that one thing that you've been a little hesitant to do because you felt like you didn't really have what it took, that you needed more experience, that you felt less than, like, I'm not really worthy of this yet, but I will be when I'm making six figures, or I will be once I have seven figures. What was that situation? And get yourself into that situation anyway, and surround yourself with the right people. Surround yourself with the right people who are going to clap for you, who are going to cheer you on, and life will start to look a little different for you. Your business will start to look a little different for you. Your bank account will look much different for you. So thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed it. You know I love you. I think you're awesome. And I will see you the next time. Bye. Thanks so much for listening in. I really appreciate you choosing to spend your time here with me today. You totally rock. Hey, listen, if you love today's episode, go ahead and tag me on social and go share this with a friend right now. Like, do it immediately before the day gets ahead of you and you totally forget. Couldn't be more pumped to be on this journey with you guys. Go make today awesome, and I will see you the next time.